about lessons from the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, because you know, it's a time of mercy. It's meant to be at least. I don't know how much mercy got distributed today. I think a lot of liquor got consumed, and a lot of animals, dead bodies got consumed, and all that sort of stuff. So, sure, there's a shortage of mercy. I was thinking this morning, it was nice and quiet after the morning program, I was thinking, this is their mercy. They're sleeping, not making so much noise. So, sure, that's nice. Thank you. So anyway, we can just begin a little discussion about Lord Chaitanya. We can begin, first of all, with his appearance. So, Lord Chaitanya, he appeared as the son of Jagannath Mishra and Mother Sachi in Navadweep, West Bengal, 1486. He actually appeared. They, just like Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, before they gave birth to the Lord, they gave birth to a number of other sons, but they all died. All except one died, because they're actually the same living beings, and they had to go through that. So finally, well, they gave birth to one son, Vishwarup, who just so happens to be Lord Balaram, and then they gave birth to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya stayed in the womb for 13 months. It's a long time. And as the time was, you know, passing, and the 13th month was coming, it was kind of February time, February, March, and Jagannath Mishra and Mother Sachi started seeing all these auspicious omens and different just auspicious conditions, circumstances, and things happening. And then they understood that, yes, our child is going to be born. And our child is going to be a very special child. So finally, on the Purnima, of that month, Falguna Purnima, then at around the time of moonrise, the golden moon, Lord Chaitanya, appeared. Lord Chaitanya, he appeared, of course, with his mission. And the Lord arranged things in very interesting ways to herald and just sort of announce his mission. When Lord Chaitanya appeared, there was a great lunar eclipse, major lunar eclipse, which was very much in effect over India. So there's an interesting explanation about that, that the moon, it was the full moon, it was the Purnima, it was the full moon night. But the full moon is a silvery color, basically, silvery type color. And the moon of course is a demigod, or is the home of the demigod Chandra. He was aware, the demigods were aware, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead was going to appear. Lord Chaitanya was going to appear. And the moon god knew that in this incarnation he will appear in a golden form, and he'll be called Gaura Chandra, which means the golden moon. So the moon, understanding the regular moon, understanding that this golden moon of Lord Chaitanya was going to appear, he felt embarrassed. So he hid his face. Therefore there was an eclipse. Because that golden moon of Lord Chaitanya, he is brilliant, effulgent, molten gold color. I don't know if you've ever seen molten gold, like melted gold, the actual pure gold. But it has a rich effulgence of its own. It emanates an effulgence. It's actually quite amazing. You know, you take a Krugerrand and you look at it, and well, it's gold, but it doesn't look like that. It really doesn't look like that. So the moon, the regular moon, even though it was the Purnima, it was the full moon, he felt too embarrassed. I'm going to look like, you know, I'm going to look like a little sort of tin coin, something like that, just valueless, when the Gaura Chandra, the golden moon of Lord Chaitanya, appears. So he hid his face. And in those days particularly, when there was an eclipse, then all the people would go to some holy river, holy lake, and they would bathe during the eclipse, and they would stay in the river or the lake through the whole period. And it might be an hour, it might be a few hours even. They would stay in that body of water, and they would chant the holy names of the Lord. So Lord Chaitanya appeared. There was the eclipse. Everybody in that area, everybody went into the Ganges. And Robert explains, even the Muslims would do it. Yeah, people are normally like very anti these things. So all the people went into the Ganges, and everyone was just crying out, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. What were they calling out?
Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Yeah. More enthusiastic than they were, really just crying out. And in this way, in the middle of all that, Lord Chaitanya appeared, having arranged that he would appear in the midst of his holy names. His holy names were just resounding all over, and the Lord appeared. So he was very happy. He was very happy to appear in the middle of his holy names. Plus, it was just setting the scene for his mission to distribute the holy names. So this was very nice. And Jagannath Mishra and Mother Sachi. They were extremely happy. Extremely happy. Then, the Lord Chaitanya, as a small boy, he got up to all sorts of things. Many children, when they're small, they're very mischievous. And many children, when they're big, they're very mischievous. And many children, when they're no longer children, they're very mischievous and just nonsense. I know Krishangi is not mischievous, right? Krishangi is a very, very nice girl. Yeah? Right. That's right. That's right. But Lord Chaitanya, he was more mischievous. So he would do all sorts of things. One day, when he was just small, like maybe just beginning to walk, but not a good walker. One day he was outside playing, and a big cobra came. A big cobra. And this, you know, his mother's there, because in Vedic times, the ladies did not go to the factory to work like dogs in order to get money, because money is the honey. No, 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 no. The ladies would stay home and make sure the home was nice. And make sure there was just very nice prasadam available. And make sure the children were brought up and trained properly. So Mother Sachi was there, and a number of her friends, lady, like neighborhood ladies, they gathered there. They would gather there every day because Lord Chaitanya was so attractive. They just couldn't stay away. So one day they were all there and just chatting away, and little Lord Chaitanya was sort of in the middle of the yard in front of them, and this big cobra came. And Lord Chaitanya, in his broken language, he said, "Oh, snake! Nice snake! What a nice snake!" And he went and he grabbed the cobra. And the cobra's hissing, and the ladies were just shocked. What to do? They were calling out, "Garuda, Garuda," because Garuda, the carrier of Lord Vishnu, he eats snakes. He is non-veg, but he is transcendental, so we shouldn't say we're following in the footsteps of Garuda. And Garuda, he eats snakes, so they're calling out, "Garuda, Garuda," hoping he would come and chase the snake away. Somehow, the snake just left. And they were just so happy. They picked up little Lord Chaitanya and embraced him and blessed him and just, you know, really made a big fuss. And someone said, "Oh, it's like this boy has been born again. He has got a second life." So in this way, big fuss, and everyone was just, you know, really, really elated and in a state of combined shock and ecstasy. And so life started going on again over the next maybe half an hour. And suddenly they noticed, where did Nimai go? Lord Chaitanya is known as Nimai often when he was a child. Where did Nimai go? Oh, I hope the snake hasn't come back. They all went rushing out. And there was Nimai with the snake again. And he's holding the snake right in front of his face. And he turned to the ladies and said, "See, nice snake, nice snake." And the ladies, you know, they couldn't do anything. So they just panicked. And then you know what happened? That snake coiled up on the ground. And little baby Nimai lay down on that snake. And all the ladies were just bewildered. And they said, "Look, he's just like Mahavishnu on Anantashesh." Because that was Anantashesh. Because all the demigods and great personalities, they would come every day to see little Lord Chaitanya. So Anantashesh came. Yes, so I should have told you actually. There's a blessing, a benediction here. Anyone who, with devotion, hears this pastime, which is secretly described in the Vedas, will not be harmed by the snake of repeated birth and death. So were you listening? I hope you're listening and not just thinking, you know, about what time will prasadam be? What will it be? So, yes, then, let's see. Lord Chaitanya, there are many pastimes from his childhood. Another nice pastime is Lord Chaitanya, when he started going to school. So, you know, he's, what, 7, 8, 9 years old. He's going to school and just getting into things at school. And one day, he and his school friends, on their way back from school, they came across a whole, well, we say, a litter of puppies. It's like a flock of puppies or a herd of puppies, a litter. All these little puppies. And the boys started picking up the puppies and just, you know, hugging them and playing with them. And Lord Chaitanya picked up the best one and he told the others, "This one is mine." So off he went. Well, they all went off with their new puppies to their homes. And Lord Chaitanya walked in to the house. There was Mother Sachi. And Lord Chaitanya said, "Look what I've got. This puppy. He's mine. He's all mine." And of course, according to Vedic standards and just according to reality, dogs are dirty. They are dirty. I mean, all animals really are dirty, and including dogs. Did you ever see a dog, when he gets up in the morning, take a nice shower with soap? No, because they don't do that, because it's just not the way they think. No, people bathe their dogs sometimes, But oftentimes you see the dog is being bathed and he is not happy. So and dogs, you know, they lick themselves in the wrong places and so on and so on, and then they lick you in the face. And people think, oh, my dog loves me. So anyway, basically the point is dogs are dirty. And according to Vedic culture, dogs, no animals would be allowed in the house, even though they might have some domestic or semi-domestic animals. None of them would come in the house, they'd all stay outside. And so Mother Sachi told little Nimai, get him out. Take him out, he's dirty. And you take a bath now after touching him. And Nimai said, no, he's nice. He's mine. He wouldn't take him outside. And remember, you know Ramanujacharya Prabhu? The old, old Prabhupada disciple from the late 60s in Durban. He and I were raising funds for building the Radharadnath temple back in the sort of early to mid 80s time. And we were in Freiburg. What's that, sort of northwest Cape? Anyway, it's way out there. And we went to see the mayor. And he invited us to his house that evening. And so, you know, we did a little fundraising with him. And we're about to leave, and his dog came. And Ramanuja petted the dog a bit. And he said to the mayor, he said, oh, could I wash my hands, please? I just touched your dog. And the mayor didn't get it. He just didn't get it at all. So anyway, Lord Chaitanya would not take the dog outside. The dog was inside. So there was this whole sort of battle of wits between him and his mother. Will the dog be in or out? But Lord Chaitanya was winning. So, one day, Lord Chaitanya went to school. The dog, puppy, was at home. And Mother Sachi thought, this is it, I've had enough, if this is too much. She took the dog, and really took the dog to the other side of town. And Navadvip was a city, it was big. And she took them right away and just left them there. And then she came back and just acted like everything's normal. And Nimai came back. Where's my dog? And Mother Sachi, dog? What dog? My dog! Oh, that dog, I don't know. He's your dog. You look after him. You tell me where he is. And Nimai said, you took my dog away! Anyway, that dog, on the other side of town now, that dog transformed, and he became just this amazing devotee dog. He would run around on his rear legs chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and chanting Radhe Govinda, Radhe Govinda in ecstasy. And the people would just gather around and he would be chanting like mad. So he was just an amazing character through his contact with Lord Chaitanya. Then one day, in the middle of the kirtan, surrounded by people with all this chanting going on, he left his body. And in front of everyone, a transcendental airplane came from Goloka Vrindavan and took him back to the kingdom of God in the same body, in front of, or maybe not in the same body actually. He is. So that dog went back to Godhead in a transcendental airplane from Goloka Vrindavan. Yes. So just see if we also chant the holy names and take shelter of Lord Chaitanya, then we can go back to Godhead. Lord Chaitanya, when he was young, they were at school and he'd be with his friends. School would finish sort of middle of the day, 1 o'clock something. They would go to the Ganges to take bath. And Lord Chaitanya, as we said, he was very mischievous. And sometimes, well, in the middle of the day, 12, 1, the Brahmins come and go into the Ganges up to their waist or up to their chest and chant Gayatri in a very formal and serious way. And Lord Chaitanya would come swimming under the water because the Ganges water is cloudy. It's like a cloudy green, light green type of color. He would come swimming under the water. They couldn't see him. And he'd grab their feet and pull them under the water in the middle of chanting Gayatri. And he'd just come up and laugh. And they would splutter. And they'd say, "How can you do that? We were meditating on God. It's terrible." And Lord Chaitanya said, "Yes, I know. You were meditating on me, so here I am." And they didn't understand, of course. And they all thought, "What a rascal. This boy is just terrible." So you do things like that. You know, the men would bathe in one area, the ladies would bathe in another area, and Lord Chaitanya would swap their clothes, move all the men's clothes to where the ladies' clothes were, and then take the ladies' clothes to where the men's clothes were, and then they'd come out of the water. And what is this? And Lord Chaitanya would joke with the men. "Oh, you'll look very nice with that sari on. It suits you." And things like this. And many other things. But those are a couple of examples. Yes, so one day he was doing these types of things. And the Brahmins just got too upset. And they went to Jagannath Mishra, his father, and they told him, "Listen, you do something about this boy, or else we're going to do something." And Jagannath Mishra said, "Okay, where is he? I'll go get him right now. He's down by the river." So Lord Chaitanya had been there. But understanding that this was going to happen, he had made a special conspiracy. His other friends who were down at the river with him, he told them, "When my father comes, just tell him that I have stayed back at school because I wanted to do more schoolwork after school hours so I can improve my marks and learn more. And just tell him that I haven't been down here yet, I'm coming in a while. So Jagannatha Mishra took a stick and went down. Where's Nimai? And he found Nimai's friends. Where is he? Oh, Nimai has stayed back at school because he wants to do extra schoolwork to get better marks and learn more. And Jagannatha Mishra just couldn't believe it. What is going on? So off he went to the school. And as he was approaching the school, who should walk out completely dry with little ink spots here and there, and his hair, his long hair, completely dry and long hair like that. It takes time to dry. In other words, looking the part, like he had definitely not been in the river. Out came Nimai. And there's Jagannatha Mishra with his stick. And what have you been doing? Oh, my dear father, I stayed back after school to do extra school work because I want to learn more. And all those men who had complained to Jagannatha Mishra, they were all there. And they're just completely bewildered. And Jagannatha Mishra told Lord Chaitanya, all these men say you were down at the Ganges and causing mischief. And Lord Chaitanya said, who, me? Who, me? Look, I'm completely dry. Haribol, thank you. And Lord Chaitanya told Jagannatha Mishra, they are lying. They are just trying to get me into trouble. And Jagannatha Mishra said, you're right. It's all nonsense. And he chastised those men. How dare you do this, trying to get my wonderful son into trouble. So, last little pastime we'll mention. It's very nice. Now Lord Chaitanya is slightly older, still at school. He was walking with Gadadha Pandit, from the Panchatantra, because they were school friends. They were the same age. They were in school together and they were close. So they're walking along and a beautiful parrot was situated in a tree watching them. And Lord Chaitanya grabbed the parrot and said, you're Vyasadeva's son, Shuka. Shuka means parrot. Sing the glories of Radha and Krishna and increase our bliss. And the parrot began to sing, Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari. And the Lord, on the surface, became angry. What are you saying? Chant the glories of Radha and Krishna. And the parrot immediately, Gaura Hari, Gaura, Gaura, Gaura. Lord Chaitanya threw him away. The parrot went up into the tree and spoke. Well done. the Lord spoke to the parrot. Oh, parrot, come on, this is Vrindavan. Sing loudly the divine names of Radha and Krishna so everyone can hear. And the parrot responded, Vrindavan has now been transformed into Navadvip. And I see Radha and Krishna in the form of you, Gaurahari. I am a parrot simply living in this forest, surviving. I just live on the chanting of the names of Gaura. You are my Krishna and Gadadhar is my Radharani. Hare Krishna. Any comment or question? So we will continue tomorrow at the house of Radha Sharan Prabhu and Mother Radharani. So you have to come, okay? You have to come. And we'll continue relishing the nectar of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and seeing some lessons we can learn from them. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.